This is the Absolute Philosopher speaking. I'm here in Owerri, Nigeria, enjoying the beautiful, lovely weather here. It is just a lovely 83 degrees, and the rain clouds come and go, making the air humid and moist. And you can swim around without having a swimming pool. You can just enjoy yourself if that's what you wish. But here we are with the Absolute Philosopher in Nigeria. Now, what is the Absolute Philosopher doing today? Is he swimming without a swimming pool? Or is he living a beautiful, dynamic life by thought, by his attitude about himself? See, the Absolute Philosopher is not concerned with the mundane things like everyday life, you know, of being happy and rich and healthy and that sort of thing. The Absolute Philosopher is concerned about being itself. Being itself and having fun as a point. Now, none of us know what it means to be ourselves and have fun. We think we do, but we don't really. The moment we experience just a little bit of bliss, we say, wow, that's really being myself and having fun. That's really wonderful. But imagine if you were to experience a lot of bliss, you know, like every 10 minutes you were in bliss, or maybe every 9 minutes you were in bliss, and every 1 minute you were going between blisses. But just imagine if you were in bliss the majority of your life, what would you be doing? What would you be doing? Would you be on the planet Earth? Yes, you'd be on the planet Earth, but you'd be having fun. The total thing that an Absolute Philosopher does is to have fun. The Absolute Philosopher is the most fun person that you ever want to meet, because the Absolute Philosopher takes nothing serious, because everything is a happy experience. Everything is wonderful. Oh, you say, well, the rules? Well, there are no rules in Absolute Philosophy. Did you know that? There's only the is. Rules are for humans. Rules are for the relative environment. In the Absolute environment, there are no rules. There's only an is. If you are in absolute thinking, in absolute environment, you're being happy. There's no rule to be happy. You don't have to be happy or not. You just are happy. In Absolute Philosophy, you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You live in your original purity and integrity. You're there now. You don't go there. You don't want to be there. You don't wish that you were something. You are it. And that's neat. That's really neat. Now, we all have the capacity of being an Absolute Philosopher. We all have the capacity of saying, I am it now. It is done. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my original purity and integrity. And then we don't think anything about it. That's just how we do. Now, Saint Germain used to go many different places, and people wanted him to pay for something. And so he would take his hand, and he'd take a clump of dirt, and he'd crunch it in his hand, you know, hard like this. And then he'd open his hand and give them a glorious diamond. And the compression of his hand, the compression of his thought, made that diamond so fabulous, you know, so beautiful. But then, it's not just a diamond, it's a faceted diamond. It's already got the beautiful cuts on it, and the fire is already inside of it, blowing away, making it tremendously valuable. He didn't have to go to a diamond merchant and buy it. He didn't have to give him money for it. He just gave his thought to it, and his thought manifested it. And when he was with King Louis VIII, he was talking to him. Louis was having all sorts of problems with his wives and with the court and with the country. And he said, Louis, relax. Say, all is in divine order. And you watch. So that's what Louis did. He says, all is in divine order. And poof, all the problems absolutely disappeared. How can that be? Well, when a master speaks his word, as Saint Germain had done, then it happens, and it's done. Now, we have a secret society here at this table. This is a secret society of the Illuminati of the Masters. Each one of you are a master. Each one of you are a Saint Germain. incognito. Each one of you have the ability that Saint Germain had. Did you know that? You can do whatever Saint Germain did. Each one of us can do whatever he did. And we don't know for sure what he did. We read in books about him. But he was an amazing fellow. Every one of us can do whatever he did. Every one of us can do whatever the Buddha or Jesus did or any other rather remarkable being. Any one of us. When we put our focus on the fact, not that we are them, but we're what in this? That we are the master. That we are the master. When we put our focus on who we are and act like it, you know, then that's what we demonstrate in our life. That's what we experience. That's what we reveal in our life. And so how soon are you going to demonstrate in that in your life? Now, don't answer because I've already told you you're a master. Already you're in that secret society of masters. And every person, this is another hang-up about this. Every person that a master touches is a master. So you touch your wife or husband, and they're a master instantly. I thought I was a master. Exactly. That's fine. Because whatever you see is a master. Every child you have, you touch the children, and they are masters. Super beings. You pet your dog or your cat, and that's a master. How about that? A master cat, master dog? How about a master snake? Or a master rabbit? Or goat or whatever you like. Yes. Oh. Now, you go in your front yard. You have a coconut tree out there, yeah? And so you touch the coconut tree. It's a master coconut tree. It always has ripe coconuts on it ready to be eaten. All the time. And you take 10 and those 10 are still there. And then you have a master well. You go to your well for your water, and your well is a little short sometimes. But you touch that water, you bless that water and the master, and that water is always there in abundance, and perfect, and clear, and desirable, wonderful, etc., etc., etc. This is how a master lives. This is how the absolute philosopher recognizes masters as being. And this is what each of us are. People will laugh, but nobody's going to hear this except another master, you know? And so if only another master hears this, he's not going to laugh. He's going to say, that's true. Is that right? That's right. Yeah, that's true. So, you see, after this seminar, every one of you is going to know more clearly who you really are, that you are the master, you are the creator of your world. But don't bite me. As I say things to you, and you say, and as I say things to you, and I say, be prompt, attend the classes, prompt, be here. One of our students, he said he was going to be here, and then he didn't show, and then he came at the wrong time, and then he said he wasn't going to come back because he had other things he had to do. Hey, cool. But don't ever pledge yourself and say you're going to do something, then don't do it, because you kill yourself. You take yourself right off the roster of being a master, and you are now a normal human being. Not bad, but silly. When you can be a master at all times by living according to what you feel is the right thing to do, and not what your body tells you. You go, I'm tired, I gotta go to bed, I gotta sleep, you know. And then in the seminar, you know, you get a little drowsy sometimes. Well, you're a master. You're not there in a body, you're there in your spirit. You're there in your mastership, in your mastercraft. And that's the one listening to the seminar and participating in it. And you see, in everything you do, you're the absolute philosopher. You're the master. How you do, Saint Germain? How you do, Saint Germain? How you do, Saint Germain? How do, Saint Germain? How you do, Saint Germain? How 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 do, Saint Germain? So, whether we like Saint Germain or not, it doesn't matter. But it's just a nice phrase because he's a cool guy, and quite likely, one of you is right now Saint Germain. And why not? Maybe all of you. We're all absolute philosophers, that's for sure. Have a lovely day, and I think that you're all fantastic. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.